Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this week is Eversource Vice President of Customer Operations, Jess Kane is her name, and we're going to be discussing the new low-income discount rate that is beginning in December of this year. Good morning, Jess. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Morgan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. You know, it's that time of year again where we're going to start hearing a lot about assistance that's available for people who might need some help in keeping their utilities going through the winter. You're with Eversource. And so my first question is the new low-income discount rate program that's beginning in December of this year. It says that it's new. So is this something that hasn't been done before?
Absolutely. So we're very proud to be able to start offering a discount rate. It is brand new, never been done before in Connecticut. Starting this December, customers in households could either get a 10% or 50% off their total electric bills each month for if they're in a household that has lower income.
Now, when you have a program that's brand new, Jess, could you walk me through the steps? You know, how was this conceived? How did you guys develop it to the point where now it can be offered as of December this year?
Absolutely. So starting back in the fall of 2019, regulatory proceedings had introduced this topic, and we had suggested that similar to neighboring states that we operate in, that Eversource operates in, that having a low-income discount rate would really help make energy help make energy bills more affordable for our low-income households in Connecticut. And in addition, we had suggested at that time data sharing with the state to really make it very, very easy for customers in low-income households to automatically take advantage of and benefit from the programs that we have available. Over the last, since then, our PURA has vetted through a regulatory proceeding the mechanisms that would provide customers 10% or 50% discount. And last October, PURA approved and provided a ruling for our low-income discount rate that begins this December.
That sounds like a lot of work that went into this, 4 years in the making, and you must be very proud and excited of the fact that it's available now, finally.
We are very proud. We couldn't have done it without the support of our regulatory authority and the Office of Consumer Counsel. It's a great starting point, but for our customers in Connecticut, it's one more way we can help energy be more affordable, especially electric bills during the winter season, the winter heating season. We have had a lot of programs for many years to help customers once they have a past due balance, but this is brand new. It discounts bills right out of the gates as soon as you've used the usage. It's not a program that needs to wait until you have a past due balance. So I think it's going to help, hopefully this winter holiday season, it will help alleviate some of the financial burdens around the holidays each year.
What did you guys offer in the past? Like last year, for instance, I remember there was a lot of talk about assistance for heating, assistance for keeping electricity on, and so on. And so what did you guys have in place in the past, and is it still available, or is this replacing it?
Yes, so this is an add. It is something new and additional. We are not replacing any of the great programs we currently have available. So Connecticut is one of the states that's like the best protections and programs for low-income customers in the nation. You've heard about us speak before is probably four things, but our arrears forgiveness programs, that's if a customer has a past due balance, come to us, come to our website, call us, and we'll put them, we'll offer them a forgiveness program, meaning you take your past due balance, let's say it's $5,000 total, and you feel like you're not going to be able to get out of that situation. We're going to give you a very low average, it's your average monthly bill amount for a monthly payment amount. And each time you make a timely payment of that amount, we're going to forgive a 1/12 of that past due balance. So that's that specific process is through our New Start program. And there's a similar program, the matching payment program, and that gives also payments as low as $50 a month in prior years. And that will, as well, when you make timely payments, help forgive part of that past due balance. So within as short as a year, you can have gotten your wiped away that past due balance just by making timely monthly payments.
Is your team anticipating higher prices coming up this winter? I know last year you guys had kind of sounded that alarm that it might go higher because of inflation and other issues that we saw in 2022. Is that a factor in 2023 into 2024?
So we are expecting that, we're not expecting supply prices to be as high as last winter, but they will be higher than they are right now. And they will be higher than they had been historically due to the same constraints that occurred last year. And that's why it's even better that this low-income discount rate will be in effect in December. But as always, coming into especially the winter seasons, we're now coming out with a campaign to encourage customers to shop. They should go to Energize CT. It's the state's website. It's one of the best in the nation, and you can sort by energy supply prices. Businesses and residential customers should take advantage of that because it's the same electrons, and we're still going to provide your power. We're still going to deliver the energy. Nothing puts that at risk. It's just you can shop for your supply pricing, and so you should. And this is a good time to do it as you look ahead a few months to what your prices would be on standard service for in January or now versus with a supplier. And our standard service supply prices for January 1st, we won't know what that actual number is until mid-November because we're still in the middle of purchasing the power on behalf of those customers who have not already chosen to be with a supplier.
So you guys are still working basically to figure out what those rates are going to look like. That's a process that happens a little closer to next year.
Correct. About mid-November is when the rates will take effect for January 1, the standard service rates, which are the ones that we purchase for customers who have not chosen a supplier. But if you look on the Energize CT website right now, you can see there are many options available from suppliers that extend into and through next winter. So I would say definitely take advantage of Energize CT and shop.
Right, because I was going to say, if you can lock in, say, in November or now in October, that won't you be locked in for a longer period of time with that particular rate for a year or two?
Good question. I think Connecticut has also put in some great protections for residential customers, in particular in Connecticut, in recent years. And so there's no... the durations that are out there for supply contracts, they might vary in length, in duration, but for residential customers, there's no longer any enrollment fee or cancellation fee. So you can shop, and then a few months later, if you change your mind, you see a better price, you can shop again. So that's new in Connecticut, and it really does make it, it's advantageous for our residential customers. So those are some positive changes our Public Utility Regulatory Commission made a few years ago. And I think it's really great for customers.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. And our guest this morning is Eversource Vice President of Operations, Jess Kane. She's with us this morning talking largely about the new low-income discount rate that's available as of December this year. It's a new program that Eversource has available. What makes somebody eligible, Jess, for this program? Could we start to get into details about that?
Let's do it. So... customers, we have two discounts coming. So it's a 10% discount and the 50% discount. Both of those are on the total amount of their electric bill. For the 10, customers are eligible for that 10% discount if their household income is at or below 60% of the state median income. So what does that mean? So for example, a household of four with an income just below $80,000, you're going to be eligible. Families who receive Husky B or CHIP, they would qualify for this discount. There are other types of assistance programs as well that we know would clearly help identify that customers would qualify. Eversource.com/billhelp is where we provide that information. So that's those are who would qualify for the 10% discount. For the 50% discount, it would be customers in it with an annual household income at or below 160% of the federal poverty guidelines. So again, this is at our website at eversource.com/billhelp. But that would be, for example, in a household of four with an income below $48,000, you're going to get that. You're eligible to get that 50% discount. If you're in the same category, if you're already receiving SNAP or WIC, you would qualify for that 50% discount. All you need to do, we've tried to make it as easy as possible for customers. If we already know that your household has a financial hardship, you do not need to take additional action. We've already pre-enrolled those customers and sent emails, 75,000 of them actually, sent emails and letters saying, hey, good news, you're going to get this discount. But if you haven't yet provided proof of that financial hardship verification, you can call us at Eversource, or you can go to your local community action agency, which you can find at 211pt.org, and they can give you, they can guide you through this process, but they can also give you Connecticut Energy Assistance Program, which is helps residents afford heat in their homes. I think this year it's $180 to $530, depending on your situation, that you can get for SEEP assistance this winter. So I would advocate for use of your local community action agencies as well.
So, Jess, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. So there are basically two categories that Eversource can assist here and two different percentage discounts. So there's one category with 10%, the other category with 50%. So it's not like you guys have a formula where it determines, okay, Morgan's eligible for 30% here. It's 10% or 50%, correct?
Correct. It's the 10% or 50%.
How did you guys arrive at those numbers?
So this there's no perfect answer to where the numbers landed, but our regulatory authority had a docketed proceeding, and several external stakeholders, the Office of Consumer Counsel, the Center for Children's Advocacy, Operation Fuel, and others participated as we talked through how deep the discount should be, how many tiers should there be, what we do in New Hampshire, what we do in Massachusetts. And this was the Public Utility Regulatory Authority's final decision on what the two levels of the discounts and the qualifiers should be.
Now, is there any limit or cap on how much assistance your team can provide here through these discounts? So, for instance, if, and I'm just going to pick a number, if 25,000 people need the assistance and you can only offer up to 30,000 people, that you have room for 5,000 more, or is there no kind of cap or limit like that?
There is no limit on the quantity of low-income customers that we want to be able to take advantage of this low-income discount rate. That was discussed in the regulatory proceedings as well, and there's not a cap on participation. To the contrary, we really want all of the households in our territory, our Eversource customers, to take advantage of this. And even if they've never taken advantage of any of our programs before, this is brand new, and it will help all low-income customers with having more energy, having better energy affordability.
Jess, my next question, kind of in that same vein, is there a number that you guys are expecting this year who will request assistance? Because, you know, this was talked about a lot last year, and now this is a brand new program. So any idea what you're expecting?
We don't have the crystal ball, but I would I would expect that since we already have 75,000 customer households today who are pre-enrolled in this program, and they will stay enrolled, so they don't need to reapply or anything. I think the number will be larger than that. It might be 100,000 total. I hope that we'll have significant participation this winter. An additional benefit coming this winter that it has been like a barrier that has been lifted since last year is low-income households on or after January 1st this year, they can also choose a supplier. And so for the last 3 years in Connecticut, they have not been able to choose a supplier, but based on the supply pricing last winter, our Public Utility Regulatory Commission with legislators came out and said, let's allow them to choose again. So that's going to lift a barrier so customers, low-income households, won't have to choose, do I want to pick a supplier or do I want to get, do I want to be able to take advantage of the financial hardship programs and service protections that are already available. So now, but beginning January 1, they will be able to choose again. So we're really happy about that. And I think, Morgan, that'll help support a number that's higher than the 75,000. It'd be great if we could get 100,000.
Jess, that's great and impressive. And it makes me wonder, where's the funding coming for this? Because you guys are providing a lot of relief. But of course, there's going to be a cost associated with that.
Fair question. And similar to other programs like energy assistance and other utility programs that support low-income households, this is funded through all customers. And that was vetted as well through the regulatory proceeding. There's a sensitivity analysis that's done to determine, you know, how deep do you want the discount to be and what is the corresponding cost impact to all customers to pay for that. So the analysis on that was done and vetted just over about 2 years ago, and things have changed a bit since then with supply pricing, and we don't know how many customers in total will participate, but those costs do go to all customers.
Jess, my next question is, can you explain how this new program that Eversource is offering, and by the way, my guest this morning on Face Connecticut is Jess Kane, Eversource Vice President of Customer Operations. And I'm curious because I'm seeing that you can now use this program in conjunction with Operation Fuel. You've got SEEP, the Connecticut Energy Assistance Program. You have the Medical Protection Plan and others. So how does this work in conjunction with those?
You bet. Once we know that your household, once you've provided proof of household income, then automatically your service will be protected from disconnect. So that's number one. That doesn't change. Nothing goes away there. From a SEEP assistance program, anyone who's eligible for this low-income discount rate, all of those households, so the 75,000, all of them have a financial eligibility to also get that Connecticut Energy Assistance Program funding if they heat with our electricity. If they heat with oil, then the assistance goes towards those bills, but it's an and. So that SEEP assistance from the state that is federally funded, that is also still available. Operation Fuel as well is still available, complimentary service. Again, it's an and, not an or. So the Operation Fuel provides great emergency energy assistance program, energy assistance for heating expenses for qualified households. Typically, Operation Fuel provides that funding to customers who are above the low-income household qualifications that I talked about further. But if ever SEEP runs out, Operation Fuel can provide extra assistance there as well.
Jess, what's the application period, if any, for this plan? You know, sometimes there are cutoffs. You know, you have to apply between December 1 and December 31. But if somebody needs assistance and it's February of 2024, are they eligible to apply at that time?
Yes, we'll call this year-round open enrollment. So you can call us or go to your local community action agency now. If you call us, we're going to have to have you submit your financial hardship documentation or proof of other public benefits that you receive. But year-round, at any time, you're not going to miss the window, but the sooner the better. The sooner the better, because as soon as your financial hardship is verified, as soon as we know your account, your electric account has been verified, then we will automatically pre-enroll you for this discount. Your service will automatically be protected, and you'll be eligible for our arrears forgiveness programs. So no need to wait. The longer you wait, the less of the discount. You're going to miss out on months of the discount.
That's actually really good to know, because I thought initially when I had read this that it's for wintertime only, because that's when we hear a lot about these programs, but you're saying this is year-round.
Year-round, all year-round, it will help customers. And the reality in Connecticut is most of the highest bills for usage are in June and July. The higher prices are in the winter due to supply constraints, but this is really going to make a difference for customers. So for low-income customers, their average monthly bill is a little less than $220. So average monthly is $220. They get that 10% discount, it's $22 a month that they're going to save. And if they get that 50% discount, it's $110. So that's going to make a real difference each month for low-income households.
Jess, I really appreciate your explanation on how this is going to work. This morning on Face Connecticut, we're down to the last maybe 2 minutes or so. If you have any final thoughts, maybe something that we didn't get to, or you want to just remind listeners who maybe just tuned in how they can actually take advantage of this plan, I'd really appreciate it. Take all the time you want.
Thank you. Just don't wait. It's not going away, but the sooner you take advantage of the programs available, the more financial benefit you'll have. Specifically, it's make sure your account, if you're in a household that is low income, that meets that criteria of 60% or below the state median income, either call us and we can guide you through this, or you can go to eversource.com/billhelp and it will explain the process. Or last, go to your local community action agency, 211ct.org. We partner with all of them in our territory so that we can make this as easy for our customers as possible. So hopefully this encourages a few more households to take advantage of it before Thanksgiving hits, and we look forward to beginning to offer this discount in December.
Jess, I really appreciate all of your time on Face Connecticut this morning. I'll tell you what, let's do an update down the line and find out how this has worked out once it's launched, all right?
Looking forward to it. Thank you for the time, Morgan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.